Hello, everybody. Welcome to Detox, the design podcast. Now, this episode is going to be about how you can compile your portfolio. Previous episode, we talked about how you can present a project. Now, that project could be from any domain, interaction, product, graphic, transportation, any domain. But the framework remains the same. So if you did not listen to the previous episode, I recommend you to go back and listen to that episode before you proceed further in this episode. Now, for those of you who have listened to the previous one and who have cleared the first round of seed and NID, some people did come to me and say that, Sanjay, I did not expect to clear the first round itself. Now I'm completely lost what to do with the portfolio. I was not prepared for it. And there were also people like, I was so prepared. I knew that I would clear the first round. I didn't think it through. I did not know what to present, how to present, kitne pages hone chahiye portfolio mein, how many projects should I have, and what kind of project should I have, how much visual element should each project have, typography kya use karna hai, cover kya hona chahiye, and what else can I add to this portfolio? And I decided, why not talk about this on the podcast? So everybody who is going to prepare for the second round and everybody who is going to make a portfolio, irrespective of you're going for this exam or not, this could be used even for your internship portfolios, even for the portfolios that you apply for your jobs. This framework would work and it has worked in the past. Many of my students are sitting in NIDs and IITs, and my interns, they are working as UX designers, UI designers, graphic designers, product designers. Yeah, so this has worked in the past and I am sure it'll work for you as well. But at the same time, this is my way of approaching portfolio. I would also suggest you to be open and also use your own ideas and feel free to tweak this framework and make it your own. That would be the best that can happen. Do not undermine your originality. So with that being said, let's get started with this episode. You have to make sure that your portfolio is not text heavy. Even if it is research, even if it is something that you have, done a lot of research or asked a lot of people, even then I would say that you need to find a way to represent it visually. Even the research can be represented visually because, see, there will not be a lot of time that the evaluators would have. They would never be going through your complete portfolio. They'll only skim through it, and you need to make sure that the best stands out. Your work stands out. So make sure that you really, really do keep that in mind, that you are communicating everything through visuals. If they look at each page for, let's say, 5 seconds, then you're communicating the important information on that page through visuals in those 5 seconds. That's very important. Now, we talked about compiling a project, how to present a project. Now, the portfolio is not just your ideas, is not just your artworks, is just not your strengths, is not just your research abilities. It's a collection of all of that. So this whole topic, this whole discussion is that your portfolio is your personality. It should represent your personality. Now, how do you do that? Because when you're talking about a portfolio, you pretty much compile everything into one PDF and then send it across. That is the general idea usually people have, which is not true, which is not right. So it's very important for you to know that the portfolio must talk about you as a person, as a whole. Everything that is associated with you, it has to be your strengths, because you do not want to present your weak points in the portfolio. So it has to be your strengths. So very important. How do you communicate your personality through PDF, through a collection of pages? How do you do that? You have to be very, very, very clever when you are communicating something, okay? Now, this whole slide, what you're looking at right now, has nothing but 2 lines here, like just a few words, the topic and how to compile a portfolio. That's it, nothing. The whole white space around it is blank.
which means that there is nothing which is fighting for attention. There is nothing that is trying to distract. Just every person's attention is on the topic. Topic itself is in bold, how to compile a portfolio. So this is just a way to establish a point that we are going to have a discussion on this today. It's as simple as that. So like we discussed in the previous session, why I'm trying to reiterate here is that is because I've seen text heavy content, text heavy pages, like 70% text, 30% visuals. It won't work, guys. It won't work. You need to be very clear on what you want to say on each page. Very clear. So talking about this, let's move forward. So first thing that comes to your mind, first thing that you see in a portfolio, what is that? What is the first thing that you see? The cover page. It has to be relevant. Now, if you do not have a relevant front page, the cover page, it won't be impressive. Now, it has to be captivating, but at the same time, you need not spend all the time you have on the front page, on the cover page. Because what's inside is more important, yes, but having a good cover page also makes it very, very attractive. So keep this in mind that having a relevant profile or portfolio cover. Now, what is a relevant portfolio cover? What is a relevant portfolio cover? So the relevant one is a cover that makes a statement. A cover, a visual that makes a statement. For example, only for this, I'm going to show you something, which is this. This is a very old portfolio. I am not really satisfied with how the text is placed here right now because you evolve. But yeah, this can work basically. So the visual, isn't it captivating? Isn't it something that is making a statement here? Now you don't have to do anything like this, okay? This is just an example that I'm trying to show. You don't have to do something like this. Keep that in mind. So it has to make a statement. Now, I chose an illustration on myself, you know, to be used as a cover because it's an illustration portfolio. For you, this is not needed. For you, I would say something like you all said, maybe some giving a glimpse of what's inside. Yes, it could work. But then many of you suggested that. So how is your cover different from the previous, like the others? So you need to think, what is it that you do? It does not necessarily be associated with the field that you apply. It can be something from your hobbies that you do. Let's say you paint, for example, and you're applying for interaction. You can paint something, you know, you can paint some screens or whatever you've done. So from your projects, you can take up something and you can paint rather than including just straight visuals from your project to the cover. You can paint it. So the idea is to make a statement. Again, I'm repeating, you don't need to spend a lot of time on this. It is not the most important thing, but it is good to have a cover. If you're not able to do anything like that, then it's okay. Doesn't matter. You can just straight away go for a simple approach. Okay. Your branch, your name. That's it. That would work. Don't spend all your time in making the cover. Second. Now, after that comes info and index. Now, info may you have information about yourself. Add a page where you talk about yourself, your details, your everything, like all the details. Try to include a photograph if possible. It look nice. Have a photograph, your details, where you're from, then your background, yes. And then talk about the projects that are there in your portfolio. Now, you can choose to represent the whichever way you want. This is just few general things that you must have in a portfolio. I'm not going to tell you, you should do like this, you should do like that, because your originality will be compromised here. If we're going to give you a template, then it'll be like a factory making, you know, churning out portfolios. And for the people who are evaluating, it would be no different. So you won't make it. So info and index, very important. Then comes your projects. Very important step here. Which is the first project that you want to present? Which is the second project that you want to present? Which is the third project? How do you decide that? Many of you would be applying for masters. So especially for masters who are applying for multiple domains. For them, it becomes a challenge because sometimes you want to have similar projects in both the portfolios. How do you prioritize them? Or sometimes you have a single portfolio for both the fields. So how do you prioritize them? For example, if you're applying for graphic design and let's say interaction design, and you have done projects on branding, you have package design, you have made digital screens, screens for website, etc., etc. So when you're going for graphic design, you need to prioritize, you need to place the branding and packaging first, and then comes your digital screens. When you're going for interaction, maybe you have another project which is about interaction design. The first thing is that, then your digital screens, then your packaging, then your branding project. So whichever branch you're applying to, the projects which are based on those fields should be the first ones. For bachelors, it is your strengths. If you're good at animation or drawing storyboards, if you're good at drawing comic strips, if you're good at wall murals, if you're good at painting, whichever medium is your strongest, maybe sculptures, maybe some clay that you work with, or some POP material, whatever material, all of that, it has to come up in the front. Your first project must make the viewer interested to see even more. Is that point clear? You have to captivate the user, you have to engage, you have to keep the person interested in looking at your portfolio, the complete portfolio. If the person sees the first project and it is not that impressive, if he has spent 2 minutes on your first project, then he would definitely spend less amount of time on your rest of the projects. This is psychology, human psychology. You pick up anything, you pick up a magazine, you pick up a book. If the first few lines or first few pages are not interesting, then I'm not sure. I don't think most of us will not go ahead and read the entire book unless you really want to read that book. But in this case, there's shortage of time. There's so many portfolios to review. So they won't spend much time here. So make sure that you prioritize your projects really well. So that was about prioritizing. Quickly do a recap here. First thing that we talked about is a relevant portfolio cover, which makes a statement. Again, not really necessary if you are falling short of time. You need to concentrate on your projects. And then if you have time, come to the cover. Otherwise, you can just leave it with a title, your name, your branch. Then have some information about yourself. And add some info about the projects that you have included in the portfolio. Then you have to prioritize. Whichever branch you're applying to, those projects should come first and then should be followed by the other projects. And then you have, for bachelors, your strengths, the mediums that you're most comfortable with, and then the other things should follow. And if you have a clear interest that are really nicely done, then I would suggest include it in the first thing, but otherwise you can include them at a later stage. Again, like I said yesterday, I've gone through some presentations of their projects, very text heavy. Tell me something, when you look at this visual here, what do you see? Do you read the text first? Do you read that gray text? Or do you see the visuals? What is it that you're looking at? It has to be visual. And the headline is pretty much readable, and then the visuals make it super clear. Okay, this is about camping. That is how your each page must look like. Okay. Should have good visuals, and if it is research, then some text and represent the other data from your research visually. There are so many ways. Just do some research. Very important, guys. I cannot stress more on this. Text should be minimum and visuals should cover the maximum amount of space in your portfolio. Then what after your projects are done? Okay, let's say you have three or four projects or three or four mediums that you're really good with. After that, what do? You have miscellaneous. Now, what do you understand by this? What do you understand by miscellaneous projects? Pay attention to the visual, guys. Pay attention to the visual. It's there for a reason. I had to look it up. I had to customize it a little and then place it here. You spend time doing the things which you enjoy doing, which you like doing, which you love doing. So include them in the portfolio. That is your personality. That makes your portfolio interesting. That makes your portfolio diverse. Even if it is writing, even if it is let's say somebody is into modeling, do that. Maybe somebody is into filmmaking, but applying for interaction, include that. What's the big deal? If you're into photography, include that. You know, I had, like, for example, there you go. So this was completely a transportation design portfolio. Okay. Now, like I said, if you don't have time, I did not have time back then. And I just did this. It's totally cool. It doesn't matter. Okay, some info, everything, then projects. Okay. So you see, this is a transportation design portfolio. Everything in it is transportation design related. Now, if you look at the other projects that I have inside, this is another project. It's a little abstract. Let's not talk about this. It's way too much. Okay, you see miscellaneous. Now, you don't have to write miscellaneous here. Like I said, this was a portfolio that I made it in a hurry. But you don't have to write miscellaneous. Like, this is how they would see, right? How appealing is it on a scale of 1 to 10? How it is represented? And I have watches in this, though it's a transportation design portfolio, remember. Then I have doodles in this. Some small note that I came up with. And then you have illustrations here in the transportation design portfolio. So this is my personality. This is me. Like, I like drawing. I like drawing stuff. I like to doodle. I like to do illustrations, you know, and these illustrations are also, again, based on these personalities. So everything, this talks about my ability to understand themes. Yes. My skills with the pen. That I draw, I usually draw this, like drawing hair and stuff. It's, I don't know, for some reason, I find it very therapeutic. So show your personality, very important. Now you see the presentation, right? The back to the previous presentation. So now, does this visual make sense? Very important what you convey, what you put in your portfolio. It has to be, now in this section, it need not be the perfect pieces. It's okay if it's not the perfect outcome, okay? Because it's just add-ons. It's just add-ons. It's talking about you as a person, okay? Even if you do, let's say, some crafts, do put that in here. I'm sure a lot of you have developed something or the other in the lockdown since last year. Put that here. I had a friend who was into restoring old bikes. He used to buy old, very old bikes and restore them and sell them. So he put that in his portfolio. There's absolutely no limitations to what you can have in your portfolio. It should be about you. That's the only limitation. It's the only condition, I would say. Should be about you and should be something that you have done. So once you have this, at the end, I see 99% of them don't have this page. Thank you page. It's like if it's a physical thing and you're showing your work to somebody who is at a bigger position than you are, then you definitely thank them for having a look at your work. So do that in the portfolio. Also, have a thank you page. It's a sweet gesture. People don't realize, students don't realize. I see all the time, I keep receiving so many applications for internships also in my other studio, Red Tint Studio. I don't see thank you pages, which is not a good impression. Have a thank you page. Now, these are the few main things a portfolio must have. Fairly simple. We talked about how a project should be in the last session. Now, how you can compile all of those things together in the portfolio. See, one important thing that I would like to stress on here on this prioritizing projects is that the way, if it is important, like I said, to present your best work in the front. Because you can say that, okay, all the three projects or the four projects that I've done are best, but more relevant to the stream, more relevant to the branch you're applying to, or if you're bachelor's, then the confidence levels are more for one medium and less for the other one. So the ones that you're more confident about, put them first. Why I'm saying that is The first impression is very, very important. And I'm telling you, all of these things, they sound very simple. This text versus visuals, very simple it sounds, but difficult to do. I totally understand that. Apply that to your portfolio. We've tried very hard to keep it relevant to each one of you while we preserve your originality. We do not want to give you a template. We will never give you a template. It won't help you in any way. So we are trying to encourage your originality, your way of doing things, because that is what NID and any design college is looking for, basically, your way of doing things. So these are the bigger points that you need to keep in mind. Everybody from bachelor's, you are not applying to a domain. You are applying for bachelor's. Remember this. It is your interest. Yes, show that, but you don't need stream specific projects as of now.
Now that was about how to compile a portfolio. If you think that you still have some doubts left, feel free to comment below and we will get back to you. Or you can reach out to me on Instagram, Sanjay Reddy 144. That is SanjayReddy, numeric 144. And I will respond to your doubts. And also, guys, if you have any doubts regarding your portfolio, or if you feel like you want to get your portfolio reviewed, I am available on ADP list. I will drop the link in the description of this episode. Feel free to schedule a session with me. I have made a few slots available and it is completely free of cost. I will review your portfolio and give you feedback. So guys, see you in the next one. And I wish you all the best to people who are going for the studio test and the second round.